So you just finished what's technically known as a manual aspiration procedure. Mm-hmm. First off, how are you feeling? How did it go?
I'm feeling fine. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling supported. I feel like I was walked along the process, so I knew what was going on at each step. And I think it went well. I feel confident in my decision, and I feel good right now.
So you had an unusual situation that you came in and you were 11 weeks by dates. Mm-hmm. And then it turned out when we did the ultrasound that you were earlier. Mm-hmm. And it also had, you had signs of miscarriage, which I commonly see.
Yes.
So it was an unusual situation that you came in thinking you had thought about this for quite a while. Mm-hmm. Before you made your decision. But in the end, it probably wasn't going to be viable anyway.
Right. Yeah.
How did that feel to get that information?
It was really helpful because I came in with a lot of time to land on my decision to go through the procedure. But I did come in with a lot of guilt, feeling that I'm in my 30s and I could actually start a family, but there were things that just weren't in line or in place.
Sorry. It was just helpful to even understand kind of the state of the pregnancy afterwards. And it kind of also removed that guilt to some extent. Yeah,
you came in, you know, feeling quite guilty about it, which, you know, as I said too, is a common feeling.
Yeah.
That I see, especially for women in their 30s, because you're sort of in a position you could make it work.
Yeah.
But then but it's not quite, your life isn't where you really want it to
right.
be.
Yeah. It's not what I envisioned or kind of how I would want to bring a child into the world. So I think afterwards, it was helpful to just be informed after the procedure. So I think I came in with a lot of guilt, but I came out of it with like greater awareness and kind of even more confidence in the decision that I did make.
Can you say more about what the guilt was for you? You know, I always find it's hard to separate out your own voice from mm-hmm. other people's voices and judgment. But
yeah.
For you, what did you feel like you were doing wrong? It's usually where guilt comes from.
Yeah, I felt what I was doing wrong is, I think I felt like I was succumbing to fear. I felt like being in my 30s and having a stable job, then the question kind of came to the surface of why not? You know, why wouldn't you proceed? And I think I have a lot of friends who are in stable marriages, stable financial situations, and they're struggling to get pregnant. So the guilt from my perspective is, why wouldn't you do this? So I think it was an external pressure. And I think it took time to really sit down and think of what I want for myself and my life going forward.
Do you think you do want to have a baby at some point?
I do want to have children in the future, yes.
And do you have a sense, having gone through this a little bit now, more what you do see wanting in place before you make that decision?
Yeah, I see greater career security, feeling like I'm doing something that I really am empowered by. I feel fulfilled. I feel like I could also kind of embed that within a child for them to go after their dreams. I feel like I want to give more time to my career and being stable in that. I think from a financial perspective, I could be a bit more stable being in New York, and maybe I could kind of lay my roots down in a certain borough, or maybe even buy something, which is a dream. But I think the career standpoint, the financial standpoint, and even my relationship could be a bit stronger. I'd like to really work on those areas so I could kind of reach that dream of the world that would bring a child into, you know.
I think these are hard things for us to talk about because there's so much judgment out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, feeling that security in your own life.
Yes.
And what you want, and
yes,
this is your life and these are choices that you want to make. But instead, I find that when patients come in their 30s, there's just so much like beating themselves up, feeling
yeah.
bad about themselves.
Yeah.
Whereas we work so hard to have a certain kind of life and career and
mm-hmm.
choices. You know, we work so hard in our 20s to get there.
Yeah.
And then this decision comes that could completely change everything.
Yeah, that resonates with me. I would love to continue to kind of reach aspirations I have, maybe even start a business that I want to start. And I think it was really focusing on that, but then feeling guilt that I was focusing on that. And it is this 30s time period where it's just, that guilt comes in.
I think part of the guilt does seem to be around this cultural understanding of what's actually happening in your body at that point. And obviously, given what's going on in Texas right now, there's a lot of attention being called to that.
Yes.
So I took the time to show you the tissue because I think it can be a pretty enlightening moment to recognize that nothing's really getting hurt here.
Yeah. And I think also part of it is I've always been an advocate of women having the choice to make decisions in relation to their own body. But I think it was also seeing in pregnancy apps like, oh, you're X number of weeks and this is what your, you know, the fetus looks like. And all of a sudden you're thinking that that's exactly what it looks like and you're not really seeing in actuality, you know, what you showed me, which is not that.
What did it look like and what did it feel to you when you saw it?
It looked like, well, to me it looked like tissues. It looked like cells, like things that you would see in a biology class. It didn't look like that, you know.
Doesn't look human.
Yeah, it doesn't look human like you see in some of the apps where you really feel immense guilt. But it, seeing what it actually was, like this cell, and in this case it wasn't didn't seem like a viable pregnancy, but it was, even with that aside, it looked like tissues and cells, small tissues and cells.
How did you respond emotionally when you saw it?
I felt a sense of ease, and I felt kind of reminder that this isn't something that is living, that I am eliminating, so to speak.
How do you feel leaving the office about your decision?
I feel good about my decision. I feel good about my decision, and I think coming in and also feeling supported, I feel good.
And you chose to get an IUD, which I'm always happy about.
Yes. I am glad that I got an IUD, and that procedure was much more seamless and smooth than I thought it would be. But I feel like I'm now prepared with a solid birth control plan going forward.
Great.
Yeah.
So do you have anything to say to anybody else in the situation or about what's going on politically, of other people making these decisions for us about what we can and can't do with our bodies or choices in our lives? Or
I think that there is so much importance of women being able to make choices in relation to their own body. And I think that there's also a level of importance of having greater education and awareness, right? After you showing what the cells looked like afterwards, it was comforting to know, and I think it was a reminder that this isn't a now fully formed baby that I have, you know, terminated. But I think the element of choice, I could not envision another man or woman making that choice for me. It's actually quite a scary thing to think of. So I am very grateful, and I think that it should be that I have the right to make that choice for myself. And I'm really glad that I made the choice for myself today.
Thank you so much for taking the time to help other people in this situation. It's just a way to take all of what you've been through the last couple of weeks and give it to others who are going through this.
Definitely. And I just want to thank you for having this office and even just this team, because coming in today, I've had experiences of learning about birth control at different clinics, and sometimes I think that there isn't that element of education and really making sure that you're making the right decision for you. Being able to come into an office that is informative, that makes sure you're making a decision for yourself and not being influenced by others, it's really something powerful, and I think it's something that's needed. So thank you.